Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks. We hope you're having an awesome Halloween time. And we are back once again with another Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode. And I am Daniel Shine, the man with the hat, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
And I'm going to say, what's up, y'all?
And in spirit, Mr. Bob Magana. Point to the sky. So anyways, hopefully you're not listening to these out of order and that made no sense, but, all right. So
I want
to
watch Sabu.
I don't.
So we'll get right into it. This is officially the era where I've missed some, so I'm very, excited.
We're not even that deep into it.
Well, and you know, there's some I may have seen and just forgotten.
And then Dan was in protest because they were aired after Halloween because Dan can't celebrate Halloween more than one month.
I will tell you. Like, we'll probably get to the end and then I'll remember those. But yeah, it annoyed the shit out of me. This episode, Treehouse of Horrors 13, which was season 13, season 14, episode 1. This freaking thing aired on November 3rd, 2002. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's only ridiculous to you.
One of the episodes aired on the 6th. How is this?
And that's even worse.
Because Dan, like, he cannot focus on Halloween except for in the month of October.
But you're getting once Halloween, I start really early, but once Halloween's over, it's over. You know, you're officially in Christmas.
That's your mentality. I don't know about Pugs, but when does it end? When does Halloween end, Pugs?
I get it.
I don't have an ending.
It never it's year round.
But so you can't wait 3 days to watch on the same week on the Sunday following. It just hurts you so much.
Shut up, Todd.
But you get so angry about it. It just doesn't make sense.
You
know what? Fucking white people problems. Never mind. Move along.
Goddamn.
The important things. Simpsons not airing on Halloween. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What if they aired it like September 23rd?
That's fine because that's starting earlier.
And you're fucking just move along.
I'm not. Goddamn.
What if the November 3rd is for the following year's Halloween? You just watch it a year later.
That's dumb. The same mood is not in the air. They could air it.
Not in your air.
I would rather them air it on August 30th than November 3rd or 6th.
Well, that's you, Dan. I would much rather have it on right around Halloween than like 2 months before.
All right. Well, fair enough. So anyways, on that angry note, we will get into Treehouse of Horrors 13. This one also drops the spooky name gimmick, which also came back really fast because I think they triggered everybody. But this one opens up with Flanders having a seance for his dead wife, Maud, which I vaguely remember that episode. Might actually be a not that you really need to, but you know what I mean? Like if you're revisiting all of these yourselves, you could maybe watch the Maud episode. I feel like they made a pretty big deal of that in the show itself. So anyways, they play off that, have the big seance, you have Bart that dresses up as Maud, which I thought was kind of funny. When we our first story though, send in the clones, which basically is sort of a multiplicity kind of take with Homer cloning himself over and over and over again. Kind of Treehouse of Horrors really did a lot of sci-fi stuff.
And you know what's a good month for sci-fi? November.
Shut up, Todd.
And you know how much Halloween stuff's in this episode? Yeah, I see no problem with this airing in November.
No, there is. Well, we'll get to it because there is some Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I laughed my ass off when they showed all the clones and then there was Peter Griffin. That was a hilarious burn. Oh, holy shit. Simpsons took shots at them a couple times. And this is 2002.
And vice versa.
I don't think, wasn't Family Guy still canceled at this point, I believe, in 2002? Or they had just come back, maybe.
I'm pretty sure they were back already.
Okay. But yeah, that was my favorite gag. What did you think, though, Pugs, of this story?
This is where we start getting into, well, for me, it's become a little more hard to focus on because I don't find these as enjoyable as before. This episode, though, or this little entry in it, this is okay. I the more Homer, the better for me. I love Homer. And the fact that he has, like, a hammock man that comes around every day, that's kind of funny.
It's evil.
And, yeah. And then, like, when it comes to sexy time, that's when he tags himself back in. I'm like, you know what? I can get behind this. It's enjoyable, but it's, like, it's also forgettable.
Yeah, I would, if we had better cloning technology, I'd, like, do the clone that has to go work and do yard shit or whatever. Yeah, that's...
You have the energy of 20 men.
There was nothing new in this particular, you know, segment, but the fact that it was with Homer, I did really enjoy this one. It made it enjoyable, even though it was nothing new. But let's be real. I mean, on all these tree houses, it's not really new. It's more covering some other material and putting a Simpson spin on it. And for that, I think it hits it.
Yeah, this had a not particularly unique story or anything, but it did have a lot of laughs. I like the time to spend some quality time away from the family. And then it ended with that song, Love the One You're With, where Marge was just like, eh! Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. All right, so our next story, absolutely Halloween, Todd, zombies, Halloween, not sci-fi. Nothing about the dead coming back to life is sci-fi. Todd.
And so zombies are only allowed in October? Is that what you're telling me now, too?
Shut up, Todd.
Your logic doesn't work. I said not Halloween related.
All right. So this one is the right to keep and bear arms. This starts off with Bart and Lisa saying goodbye to the family. Goldfish, which leads to Lisa deciding that guns need to be banned. So this one's still pretty... pretty timely with the gun debate. I like this one a lot. When they built like the playground equipment out of the guns.
Living slides down.
I love the Old West zombies and some of the yeah. I'm the most evil German ever. And I like Moe's line, time to get me some caveman hookers.
Is this the one where he was hanging himself too? It's like, you miserable jerk. That's why I'm here. No, it's not this one.
No, not this one yet.
I'll come at that. A lot of these are starting to blend together, guys. I'm sorry. Billy the Kid coming back is kind of funny. And like the fact they're all skeletal and shit, it looks cool. Again, though, Lisa Simpson always she's the answer to the question nobody asked. Nobody asked to take away guns. And look what happens. Then they also backtrack and like, well, guns also can save and destroy. So, you know, the Simpsons covered their ground on there so they don't get too much shit back.
Yeah, don't piss too preachy.
Yeah, this is a funny episode. But again, I've had fun with the earlier seasons. This is blending in with everything. I'm having a hard time. Sorry.
I get that. What did you think, Todd?
Yeah, this one was all right to me. I wasn't in love with this one. It was cool, but it wasn't great or anything.
Okay. All right, moving on to our third story. The Island of Dr. Hibbert, which is our... parody of Island of Dr. Moreau, of course. I this one I dug. I liked Marge and the goddess Firuza Balk's Catwoman role. I liked the human turkey scene. This one was weird.
Mr. Burns, though.
Yeah. This one is weird and felt like a proper Halloween episode. And they had a joke in here that I can't believe they got away about the guinea pigs. And then we prefer Italian-American pigs. I was like, Jesus, wow.
That was fucking awesome.
That was, ooh, I feel like they got some letters for that. And
they didn't call him a whopper. They were fine.
What else was he?
Damn. Homer becomes the OG Tusk. That was awesome.
I just got to sleep and eat and mate and sleep and eat. Where do I sign?
You're saying that? Oh, the OG Tusk. I was just thinking of the actor who will play Dan in his biopic.
He could have been one of the doctor's creations with no makeup.
Okay.
Literally just be walking around with like the pigmen and everything, and like everybody's kind of afraid of him. There you go.
Did he like eat spaghetti in like a deleted scene of Sixth Sense or something?
That would be like the ninth circle of like fucking hell.
I'm gonna try to how much it is to book him. What's that thing? Cameo? Fuck yeah. Just call Dan eating spaghetti.
You made him cry already.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, we're probably gonna be starting a Kickstarter. First, we gotta find out if Haley Joel Osment is on Cameo, and then we gotta find out how much. Then we're gonna need everyone's help so we can get him to chip in.
Jesus, that's giving me like the fucking chills. But yeah,
and you know what? It'll be your Halloween gift, but we won't get it till like November 5th.
Oh my God, we have him covering spaghetti, saying "Happy Halloween, Dan."
I now I've got an image of that horrible fucking face just being like, "I see the birthday man" or something.
Oh. I would have just sent him clips of your sexy voice and be like, do this back to him. He'll never do it again.
I'll never fucking have sex with a woman again.
Okay, well, enough about Dan's stunt double. Let's get back to the...
All right. Dr. Hibbert? This is the shit I look forward to, because like this felt like an actual Treehouse of Horror proper for me. They picked a fucking old classic horror movie and they Simpsonized it.
Yeah, they need to do that.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly. I adore this episode. This is, well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. This is my favorite of the three. It's the strongest. The fact that Homer bangs Marge as a cat and he's like, well, I kind of knew with the sex, but it's not going to stop me. Yeah, this is great. I fucking love it.
She must have been in heat. It attracted him. Yeah, this killed it for this one. This segment made this episode for real. And it's definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. I concur. That is the best and actually makes you feel like Halloween, which is kind of the whole point. All right. So moving on to Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 14. This was season 15, episode 1. And I'll just leave out my rant. So this one had some celebrities. Well, they all do. But we have Jerry Lewis, Jennifer Garner, Oscar De La Hoya. We get a lot of various celebrities in this one. But it opens up with the Charlie Brown.
I bought.
Yeah, the costume gimmicks. And then Kodos and Kang speaking my language and bitching about the air date with all the Christmas decor.
I guess Dan doesn't realize he was getting mocked, right?
Yeah. No, Kodos and Kang speak truth. Shut up, Todd.
I love that Dan doesn't get it.
I do get it. I get it. But that's
but they're wrong. That
doesn't mean I'm not right. I mean, I'm not right. Do the Simpsons Thanksgiving special then, if you want to air it in November. That's fine. We'll take Thanksgiving
special. Okay, again, Dan, where does it say Halloween in the fucking title?
It's a Halloween tradition.
All right. That okay. Well, so that's
just an implication.
Yeah. All right, calm down, Dandos. That's your alien name, by the way.
Shut up, bud. All right, so our first episode is Reaper Madness. I love the Benny Hill death chase. I thought that was hilarious. This is basically about Homer becoming death. And this is the one, Pugs, where Mo can't hang himself. I don't think this one's as good as the premise, though. There's some funny bits in it, but I don't know. What did you think?
I actually really enjoyed this episode. The fact that like Homer is like, oh, anyone but her, and then he hit anyone but Marge, then his name pops up. It's like, well, what was that first one again? That, and then you're just using your power to get a better seat at a fucking baseball game. Yeah, Homer as death fucking rules.
Yeah. I like the pot shot on canceling the Jim Belushi show.
Don't fuck with According to Jim.
Oh, that show sucked, Todd. My parents used to watch
that. And you're not a sitcom guy, so your opinion on the matter means zero.
I do like sitcoms.
Name one sitcom you like, not your Crandis McCready.
Family Matters, Married with Children.
Okay, one so far. Your Family Matters is garbage. Sorry, Pugs.
I love Family Matters. Although all of them matter.
Mm. Good point. Damn, listen to that racist laugh.
Shut up, Todd. God damn. Fuck. All right. So, anyway. Up to
school soon.
Our next episode is Frankenstein.
I guess. Dan doesn't give a shit what I thought about the episode, but we'll move on.
Oh, yeah, what did you think, Todd?
I'm actually with Pugs on this one. I really like this. I thought Homer was fun as death, and
yeah,
it's fun. I know. I guess I wish we were live feeding this when Dan was watching it. Can you imagine how fucking much how excited he got when they came opened the episode talking shit about November? He paused. He stood up, was clapping.
He's fucking pulled on you. Vindication.
Kodos and Kang speak truth.
They he gets speak his fucking truth. Football, slams it on the ground.
Absolutely. Because nobody wants it in November except Todd, apparently. No, I swear to God,
bother me.
Get all the people their hands.
I don't get worked up over stupid shit that has no meaning.
Well, I do. Anyways, moving on.
Again, hashtag white problems.
Everything's about race, god damn it.
Okay, hashtag first world problems. Is that better?
There you go. Next story.
AKA white.
Next story is Frankenstein. This one starts off where Homer is apparently winning the Nobel Prize. I wanted the whole episode just to be him like going to like accept it and give a speech and everything. But instead we get the Frankenstein spoof with the scientist, and this one's okay. I don't feel like it had like any like big highlight. I mean, it's always funny seeing Flanders get killed, but what did you guys think?
I'm with you. It's just okay. I kind of wish it would have been more of a Frankenstein tale than like a Frankenstein meets Indiana Jones concoction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More Homer, please. Yeah.
It would have been cool if they did a Reanimator spoof, though. Went more Reanimator than
oh my God, they reanimate Snowball at first?
Yes. Oh. The head tries to go down on Marge.
I'm with you guys. I didn't love this one, and I also have a complaint. This is the first time they've recycled a bit. Well, not a bit. A story. They've already tackled Frankenstein in an earlier episode. Homer's Frankenstein. Homer's Nightmare?
Yeah, somebody was ragging on Simpsons a few years back, and they were saying like they've had like 4 or 5 episodes like that centered around like an Indian casino. They've had I mean, they were just going down the list of stuff that they've done like four or five times. But
when Homer walks into any casino and he's like, "Oh, you got to be like the natives," and goes, "Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?" I laugh so fucking hard every time I see it. So funny.
There's a lot, but I mean, 31 years, guys.
Oh, so he doesn't defend that joke, but he when it's the fucking guinea pig, it's all over.
I'm Italian. I said it.
You're
was
also
a funny
Native thing. American from
apparently,
where
you, the yeah, you keep telling us. Yeah.
I we're gonna do a 23andMe test, and we'll see exactly. That will be interesting.
How white you are? Cool.
Yeah, right. God
damn it! Hey, man, white pride. Don't trip. Yeah.
That's fucked up. But anyways, yeah, I thought that. I thought
say this, white power, sir. I said white pride. You're allowed to have that.
White lives matter, right? That's what it is, Dan.
Shut up, Todd. God damn it. So yes, Frankenstein.
Okay, yellow lives matter. We'll keep it Simpson themed. Is that better?
Fine. All right. So the next episode.
That's going to be my new text beat, by the way. That
the Frankenstein was disappointing. But the next one, Stop the World, I Want to Goof Off. Not the best title. But yeah, so this one, Bart and Milhouse get a watch that can stop time. All I'm going to say, and I think Pugs will concur, I really kind of want a Batman and Rhoda comic now.
I'm not going to say no.
They have plenty of team-up episodes. Or Batman and Al Bundy, maybe. That'd be a good one.
I'd watch the shit out of that, actually.
What did you think of this episode?
I you know what? I do like when we get aged-up Bart. For some reason, that just tickles me. Like, when he becomes, like stupid... bum trying to sing the pineapple song or whatever. Yeah. In this one, he has a cool mullet with his ponytail. That cracked me up. Yeah, this one's pretty good. It's not, again, not the best. But, you know, you're punching a... or you can actually just, like, date rape punch Oscar De La Hoya and whatever else he fucking does. Yeah, it's cool. Not the best.
I like when he was punching... Martin, and he's like, "This kid's fun to hit."
Give the Pope a wedgie. Yeah. Get all the little kid blood on there.
What'd you think, Todd?
I lost what I was gonna say with that one.
Sorry.
I wasn't a huge fan of this episode. It was cool, it was all right, but I mean, it wasn't a standout. It was more of a filler one for me. Not the big closer it was, but
yeah, this was probably one of, if not the worst overall Treehouse of Horrors, I think, that we've had.
It's a weak entry for sure.
Yeah, there really isn't.
My favorite of the three is the death, Homer has death.
Probably, but like barely.
What's funny about this one is this, I think this is the episode that John Swartzwelder came back, which I want to say was Bob's favorite, and it's... and this was like a weaker entry. I don't remember. I'd have to remember.
Yeah, I mean, they all had a couple laughs, but there was nothing like really like a highlight. They didn't have any like great parody of anything in this one, which I was disappointed in. But you know, hey, it is what it is. And yeah, so I would vote for the Kodos and Kang opening is the best thing on this because they speak.
I agree. Well, I'd agree that it's the best thing, but not because they speak truth, because they're Dan's getting mocked and he doesn't get it.
All right. So now we are on Treehouse of Horrors 15. And this one is from the 16th season, episode one. This is from 2004. November 7th. All right, so
it's getting later and later, Dan.
I know. So this one kind of opens up with a Keeping It Kodos parody of ironically old sitcoms. And it was, you know, fun little opening. It's always good to see the aliens, but not a whole lot to it. But the first story, the Ned Zone, which, of course, parody of Dead Zone. And I like the way this one opened with Homer trying to knock the Frisbee down with the bowling ball. and taking out Flanders. I thought this was actually a pretty funny episode. What do you guys think?
It's fine. Again, I'm not too big on these episodes. Yeah, it's. I don't want to shit on either, but they're kind of just forgettable now. I want more of what they used to give. But yeah, it's funny enough.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a theme moving forward. I remember some later ones from the past few years I actually liked a lot. And their actual Halloween show is actually really good too, which we will include at the end, even though this is a Treehouse of Terror show.
Of horror.
I know. I keep saying terror. I don't know why. It's the tease. But yeah, this one was okay. I'm a real big Dead Zone fan, so that helped some. But because it was Ned, I didn't care as much.
Yeah.
You didn't pop for when he like dropped the old man in the gator sewer. I thought this one had some funny bits. I actually had a fun time with it.
Well, comedy is subjective.
Yeah, I like this one. I don't have a lot of complaints. Now, this one I would be surprised if you guys didn't like. Our second story, Four Beheadings and a Funeral, which opens up in London in 1890. Todd might have liked it if the whole thing were Jack the Ripper killing hookers. We could have had Mo as Jack the Ripper, maybe. That would have been funny. Now, this one, I'll be honest, haven't revisited Simpsons in a while, but this one probably had one of the more racist jokes with the Wiggum profiling Apu, and then he's like, lock him up till we find someone darker, boys.
Yeah. And there's been much worse stuff on there, Dan.
Yeah, it's accurate. There has been,
but it's been a while.
It was the good old early 2000s. It could still be somewhat racist.
Then Peter Pan being booked for child abduction. I never age. It's like you will in jail. Oh, this one had a lot of good lines, too. You remember the shrunken head Flanders? I just told the natives they were having sex the wrong way. Or I can make opios. I like this one. I thought this one was really funny, actually. So, yeah, my inner child's still alive in 2004 now.
I'm actually with you there. Like, them just covering, turning Springfield into like a Whitechapel type place. Fuck yeah. the reveal, kind of dorky with the chops, but I'll let it slide. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Awesome. So our third story is In the Belly of the Boss.
Todd, did you like the episode?
No, oh, never mind. Fuck, I'm sorry.
No, just go.
No, go for it.
I'm good.
Jack the Ripper.
It fucking sucks. Like,
you're reincarnated from
it
him.
It sucks. On. You suck.
It was. I enjoyed it. There, move along. You already left, so now we're just stalling. Go.
My bad. All right. In the Belly of the Boss. This one, another similar theme, science fair. And Maggie being swallowed by Burns in pill form. And it turns into a pretty solid Fantastic Voyage parody. Yeah, it was fun. This one was kind of like the weaker entry for me. But I love Fantastic Voyage. What did you think, Todd? I'll tell you.
Finally, now he's going to forget Pugs.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on this one. It was kind of underwhelming for me. I'm not as big of a fan as the source material as Dan, but I am, you know, I know it, and I'm, you know, it's cool. But yeah, this one just didn't work for me.
It was funny when Bart was like pissing in the body.
Taking a whiz. Yeah. I'm actually a big Fantastic Voyage fan, so I like this one a lot. In fact, when Marge comes out and they're like, why am I the only one with cleavage or whatever it was? Big old knockers. Good for Homer.
That's what makes a mediocre voyage into a fantastic
voyage. There you go. I really enjoyed this one. It's not as memorable as it should be. But yeah, this is the most fun I've had with all the three.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm going to say Four Beheadings and a Funeral is my favorite of the bunch, but this was a solid Treehouse of Horror. I have no complaints.
I agree. That'd be my favorite too, Dan.
There we go. Well, we figured, Jack the Ripper, Todd, pretty much has
to be moved here. Along really fast?
It's an I, not an A. Calm down, Dan.
All right, so on to our...
Okay, you got to drop a P too. It's a whole thing.
On to our main event of the evening, which is Simpsons Treehouse of Horror 16, which aired in the 17th season and episode 4. And this one was 2005. We're coming along now.
High school, fuck.
You know what I just realized that they should have done, and they could have, but I know they didn't. Oh, God. with Milhouse, I could see it.
Milhouse and Martin.
Milhouse has the Joker hair.
No, I want Milhouse and Wiggum and Ralph. Or, he just have a good line before he gets shot.
Yeah, when he yells "Go banana," I die every time.
All right, but BI, artificial intelligence.
Well, I was going to say a Devil's Rejects parody or corpses.
How do you know we don't have one coming up?
Because you would have already have nutted over the years 50,000 times if they did. So I know there's not, unfortunately. So this one opens up with Kodos and Kang again. Ragging on how boring the World Series is. I agree, it shouldn't be the national pastime. It is shit. There's no violence. I don't like it. Baseball sucks. But our first story is artificial intelligence. Now, I will say, although this is, again, sci-fi, this is actually a pretty good parody of AI. The
movie alien. No one remembers, basically.
Spielberg, dude. AI was... Stanley
Kubrick's last pre-production.
Let's ask Kruger if he knows AI.
Well, Kruger was a little kid at that.
Okay, but do you comprehend my point? It's a forgotten film by the man.
It is. You don't like it? I think AI is a pretty good movie, though.
I remember liking it, but I've never had the urge. Like, I'm gonna fucking watch AI tonight. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Honestly, I've never seen it.
You're fine.
You like sci-fi more than Todd, and this is Haley Joel before he was killed by the Drifter, and he was good in it.
Well, I am curious to check it out. I'm just not in any hurry. The fact that Stanley Kubrick was like working on it before Spielberg came in and finished it for him is really exciting. I just never did it.
It's like Minority Report. I don't give a shit.
No, it's not like Minority.
No, I mean it's another movie from that era. You fucking
okay. Shut up, Todd. I think you'll like it because Todd doesn't like a lot of sci-fi.
Is it like that robot movie with Robin Williams? I forgot what it's called.
Phenomenal. Bicentennial Man. No, not really. I mean, this one's kind of more heavy, like hard sci-fi, but great effects. And I don't want to say too much. I'm doing a rewatch.
Well, why don't we talk about the actual... This episode.
But before we move on, the robot movie I'm excited for coming out is The Trouble with Being Born. You guys will know why when we do get a chance to cover it. So hopefully soon.
Yes, as soon as possible. All right. So as I was saying, being more familiar with this movie, this is actually a pretty good parody of that. It hits a lot of the same beats with the robots in the woods and everything. And I liked it. Like I said, it's not one that makes me feel the Halloween spirit necessarily, but it was funny. I think we should have actually have seen the peacocks attack Bart more, and I would have I would have popped more. But what did you think, Pugs? I know you don't know the movie, but
And the fact that you can say that it's like really like the movie is not making me want to see it anymore, because I found this to be boring as shit. I didn't really care. I didn't really find any of the jokes that funny either. I just wish Homer would have choked the robot to death faster or real fast. Yeah,
it's a heartstring movie too. So it's like if you want something heavier, I think you'll like it. But yeah, wait till you're in the movie.
I didn't care for this one though. So
yeah, it did a pretty good job of covering.
You're not selling it, Dan, so just move on. I mean, you're making it worse. But it did a really good job of doing it. Yeah, I didn't like this episode.
I was really accurate. The hill for AI, but it was a good movie, a good good book too. All right, so what did you think of?
Okay, just making sure.
Remember.
Oh well.
What did you think?
I'm with Pugs. I didn't like this one.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, it's not I think this one, having seen the movie, you'll appreciate it more. I'll put it that way. Not necessarily.
This is the problem. That's the problem with this episode. It's not evergreen. It's just, it's a product. That segment is of the time, and there's no longevity to it. So it kind of just is like a weird, doesn't work out of 2005.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, so our second story. You know what was weird too? That movie was like 90, like a few years at least or more before this, so it wasn't like a brand new movie even at this point. But all right, so our next story, Survival of the Fattest, which I would say is, it has longevity because that's been Most Dangerous Game has been redone many a times.
Surviving the Game, Hunt's influenced by
it. Hard, yeah. Tons of movies. The Pest, yes. So I love the scene. I should say this is Burns sends out a bunch of invites for a hunt. And of course, Homer accepts. I like this one a lot. And I loved when the lawyer, and he's like, well, about the legality, it's like you did claim killing people as part of your religion, so you're covered on that. What did you think, Pugs?
I actually really liked this episode. Homer running in his underwear was pretty fucking hilarious. And then they're about to fucking get it on right at the end. Holy shit. Yeah. Marge comes out swinging with her fucking pants. Yeah, this is fun. And then the fucking Smithers or Burns asked Smithers, like, do we have room and any more headroom in the bag? Oh, we can get rid of some. Yeah, this one's fun. It made me really want to watch The Pest.
Yeah. Did you pop for I Smell Fear mixed with curry? Yeah. How about you, Todd?
Yeah, I'm on the positive train on this one too. I did really enjoy this one. Like the premise, I think the premise alone, I was destined to like this one, but I think it does nail it, and it's just a fun segment.
Awesome, awesome. And our main event of this particular treehouse.
You know, we really don't have main events on this, Dan. That's the second time you've said it. There's not like
the closer, the
hand. Yeah. The final episode.
Yeah.
The main event doesn't work on it. Yeah.
The third of three?
Because then the main event would be the very, very, very last one, and we're nowhere near that.
I wish you had called in-ring action with Jim Ross so you could say, what's a slobber knocker, Jim? It makes no sense. And just like needle. Anyways. So our final episode. I've grown.
You got your fucking ass, Todd. Look at him.
Boom. One for the hat. Our final episode. I've grown a costume on my face. This got on my good side immediately with the Springfield Halloween party. It sounds so simple, but make me feel the Halloween spirit. So it did that immediately. And then it got on my good side even more. When the doctor was mad that they called him Blackula, which is a great movie.
And then he got mad. Then this episode made him really, really mad when he realized it aired on November 6th.
Yeah, and then the mayor, send him the standard racial apology.
It's in the middle drawer.
What did you think, Pugs?
Honestly, that's all I remember. What else happened in this episode? I think that was a highlight. Sorry.
I mean, some of the costumes they got turned into were funny. Like,
oh, that's right. Okay.
With like Mole Man, I wasn't even wearing a costume. Some of the other ones.
Ned trying to get molested or trying not to be raped by the fucking bee.
But that was to me the highlight of this segment was just seeing what they were. It wasn't, you know, really an overall great like segment, but I think the payoff is what made it.
You could do an entire show just based on this premise of movies where it's like you turn into the costumes. There's more than you would think, including a popular Buffy episode. So yeah, I had fun. Willie turning into the bug spray and trying to spray Ralph, I think it was. Like, I'm a pixie.
Say that again, Dan.
I'm a pixie.
No, I wanted to hear the other voice.
I'm a pixie.
Not that.
And I'm Mitch Bauer.
Prepare to be muted.
I think the highlight was the Blackula joke, though. That's just too fucking funny.
It was. Oh, and Dennis Rodman showing up. We got
that. What the fuck was that? I love that. That is my favorite fucking athlete and basketball player. What the fuck? As a goddamn pacifier. Yeah, whatever.
I forget his line there. Like, Dennis Rodman, what are you doing here? And he's like, I had a gambling debt or something. No.
Working off a speeding ticket, I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's there you go. Okay. So overall, I mean, 2 out of 3, and maybe 3 out of 3 if you know the movie AI. I had a good time. This one at least made me feel like Halloween. So we're closing on the positive note.
Yeah, if I'm picking my favorite, it's Survival of the Fattest.
Same.
Yeah.
My favorite of all is Dennis Rodman randomly showing up.
Yeah.
This is around the time when I did you ever see Simon Says?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
My hero and your hero. Oh, no, that's Double Team. Yeah, but Simon Says when he's had his own movie. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He can't act worth the shit, but he is.
How dare you? That cool factor fucking just it makes it okay.
There's like times in Double Team where he's actually like smiling at his own dialogue too.
Well,
when he's not supposed to, but it all works.
He's done that in other jobs too, but I'm trying not to say it. So Dan, we got 4 more episodes next week. This is our 4th episode, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes, so we've got more of these coming your way. Again, straight through October, we're going to have content every day, so be sure to check it out. Check out our Masters of Horror retrospective and everything else. So we hope you're having a good time. We're going to finish off all of the Treehouse of Horrors.
The final episode of the Treehouse of Horrors episodes will be on November 8th. No, first.
Are you making that up?
No, I told you that. The last episode will be in November. Because Dan.
No, wait. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the new Treehouse because they had gone back to doing it the proper time.
I don't know who has baseball. No, our last episode is going to be in November.
Ours. I was talking about the new Treehouse.
So you're okay with us airing it in November?
No,
I have
no choice.
But anyways, on that
now note, now we're just gonna delay this whole thing. It's gonna start November 1st, 2nd, 3rd. It's gonna be the first week of November now. So welcome to Thanksgiving episodes of Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors.
That is
because Dan has to bitch. If we, you know what?
Happy Yom Kippur.
Stay tuned for the next one. See, you'll already know by now, but I'm going to say this. If Dan doesn't bitch about when it starts next episode, we will not bump it to November. See if Dan can do it.
I will try my hardest now because I won't let that happen. Are we doing a cherry poppers for AI now?
No. You guys can. I'm out.
I'll watch it eventually, but I don't think it's worth it. Well, I'll watch it. I'll find, and then I'll.
No, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it.
We're in a heavy mood. Watch it. All right. So that's all we got.
Just make sure your phone's charged, Bugs.
That's one of those. Okay.
And Pugs, send us away.
Well, go ahead and tell him bye, Dan.
Goodbye, guys. I tip my hats to you. I hope you're being safe, checking your candy for razor blades, dildos, any weird shit that Todd might have put in there.
And I hope you're being safe and staying 30 feet away from Dan during this holiday season. Do not accept any of his candy and just move along. Don't get in his van. That's number one rule this season. Stay out of Dan's van.
Shut up, Todd.
All right. And I am Pugs. Namaste. Have a good night and follow us on all the social media bullshit. Happy Halloween.